Good morning. It's time for Daily Chap. The text is 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. The Reverend Sean Dinser is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you my Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him, and he said, "Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The signs of God are always to point men to him, that they would believe in him and acknowledge him alone. That's the ending of this story with Naaman the Syrian. He acknowledges that there is no God in all the earth except the Lord. It does not seem that we live in a time of signs and wonders, and occasionally that becomes distressing to us. Perhaps we believe that more would come to believe in God, our Lord, and acknowledge him if there were prophetic signs like in the days of Elisha. But do not forget what was said just a few weeks ago now. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, so Jesus says. The Lord's main sign has come in his own resurrection, and you just said it in many and various ways by the prophets, but now in these last days by Christ and what he has to say. The signs that his apostles did after him testified to that resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now is not really a time of sight, but it is for us a time of hearing. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet who believe. Now today's is a delightful story because of the faith that we see in so many of these servants. We see a little Israelite girl taken as slave who serves her mistress faithfully. And that doesn't just mean loyally, but truly in faith. She bears witness to the power of her Lord, who is the one who cleanses. And likewise, Naaman's servants convince him to go back and to do what is right according to the Lord's word. By contrast, Naaman would have gone away angry. He wanted something more fancy. And when the exchange of notes come to Israel's king first, how does he act? He tears his clothes in a big show. He settled first, or finally, I should say, on a paranoid conclusion that this must be some kind of a trick. At first thought, though, was that he was being petitioned to act like God and to cure leprosy, which I guess tells you something about his ego. You see, the great and the mighty have the mind of this world. They expect great and mighty signs. And at the very same time, they are slow to believe anything, lest trusting should put them into the debt of another. But there is a prophet in Israel, which is to say, there is a God in Israel who is real, who is speaking. Where this true God speaks, his truth acts. His word is all it takes to do it. Continually, we see this pattern with our Lord Jesus Christ especially. He gives a promise. He tells a centurion to go, and it will all be fixed. He speaks to a deaf man, as strange as that is, and he sends off lepers once for himself, saying only to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And it is on the way that they see that they have been healed. Now, this is a challenge for us. If you will not trust, then you will be incited to rage or to paranoia or to other forms of foolish scoffing, as we see of the mighty men in our text today. But if you will trust, if you will believe, if you will look to the Lord like a servant, then you will have exactly what your Lord says. This is the nature of faith. It arises from our Lord's word, and it clings to it and him. It's seen in faith's archetypal example, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." This little account is also great and helpful to us for the proud minds that stumble at the truth of the sacraments, holy baptism especially. The particulars of God's work would always seem arbitrary or even silly. The Jordan River has not been a sparkling, clean river for a long time, probably not even at this time. The water is not worth the trip to see it, which is obvious to everyone except for Holy Land tourists. You can't blame Naaman for his immediate reaction if it were the Jordan's power that were going to heal him. Likewise, you cannot blame Protestants for scoffing that water and bread and wine are somehow supposed to bear divine power or that they should receive our adoration, respectively. It's not a crazy recognition. But, as the Lord's servants know, it is certainly not the plain water, but the Word of God in and with these things that does it. The water and the sign are not so great, but the Word of God and its speaker are. And here's where we should help our Protestant friends to do what they're ordinarily so good at doing, believing the Bible, taking God at his word. Let reason set aside its crown and instead think and act like a servant again. Because where the Lord's promise is, the miracle is done. And even if it remains unseen for a long time. We, dear friends, are servants of our Lord, so our prayers often insist. And I would have you accept that title gladly. Do not be ashamed to trust in your Lord's word, even though your eyes do not yet see the outcome or see any miracles at all. Put confidence in your baptism and in the Blessed Sacrament. Urge others to know and to acknowledge your Lord according to his word, and insist that it is great and that it will hold true for them also. Most especially, hold fast to your Lord's word in the face of death, which is afflicting so many of our fellow servants right now. None of our might or our personal strength, nor this world's contentment or its riches, can cut grief or undo the grave. We all see that this is true. And a word, with or without the water, seems like even weaker stuff than all that. But we, dear friends, should have all the confidence of our hymn, cling to our baptism and to Christ's promises, which will prove true. And then, in the resurrection, when all is revealed to the eyes of the servants who look to him, then we will not be surprised at all when we get to acknowledge him as the only God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.